The January air nipped at Kate's nose as she stood on the gravel drive beside her great-aunt's house. Kate was wrapped in her husband Ryan's black winter jacket, which hung almost to her knees. She liked to wear it because it smelled like him. Somehow that was comforting, like he'd wrapped Kate up and was keeping her safe, even if that was all just wishful thinking. Last June, Kate left their house in Boston to stay with her great-aunt, giving Ryan some space and some time to get himself to a safer place following a traumatic brain injury he sustained in theater. Ryan was okay with his SEAL brother stepping up and helping him, but he was hell-bent on keeping Kate away from the fray. Fine, she'd give him some space. While he was up in Boston, Kate was down here in her childhood hometown, wishing she weren't. She spent last summer working on a CSI internship here. Then she got a grant to teach CSI sciences at the high school one town over for the fall semester. September arrived, though, when Kate was 16 weeks into her pregnancy, and she couldn't keep it secret any longer. She knew. She knew all along that if Ryan found out she was pregnant, he would do everything he could to keep his son safe. And her. In Ryan's great wisdom, he rode his motorcycle down from Boston to get her to sign divorce papers while she was representing him at a fallen SEAL's funeral in Washington, D.C. Ryan thought he was being a hero, letting her off the hook, giving her a clear runway to take off on a new life with a new man. That thought made Kate nauseous. Kate tried very hard not to blame herself for the accident that happened just minutes after she tore up those divorce papers and flung them back in Ryan's face. She'd left, to head back to her Aunt Emma's house where she'd been laying low. Ryan left, presumably to go back to Boston, but a drunk plowed into his Harley, sending Ryan flying through the air, into a coma. A second traumatic brain injury. And while things had been bad before, at least Ryan hadn't been in physical pain. He was able to play with his service dog, to exercise, to be with his military brothers. He had some semblance of a life. Now, he lay there in his bed at the long-term care facility, refusing pain meds because the hell he'd become an addict. He lay there with terrible pain that radiated across his head and down his neck. The experts were trying to figure out the cause, but so far, there were no answers. That wasn't unusual, though. It was almost expected, she'd been told. When she visited Ryan on the weekends, Ryan would only say, "Please, please, please sign the papers." And she would play deaf and dumb. So today, this coat, wrapping her and her pregnant belly, was a source of comfort at a bleak time. Kate enfolded her Aunt Emma in her arms. "I'm feeling guilty about leaving you." She ended the hug by rubbing her hands up and down her aunt's arms as if to warm her. "There's room in the house I'm renting. Why don't you come down and stay with me, at least until after the baby comes?"
"You're going to miss my blackberry cobbler, are you?"
"I don't like the thought of you rattling around in this house all by yourself." Kate gestured back at the Georgian home that had been in Uncle Owen's family for generations. When Ryan kicked her out, for her own safety, Kate was on her way here to stay for the summer, and just happened to arrive the same day her uncle died. Her great-aunt seemed to have shrunk over these last months, aged, grown more diaphanous. Kate was worried about her being here alone.
"I couldn't leave the mountains around Scarborough and be happy. You can understand that. Same with you. Hungry to get back to city life and the bustle. You just don't fit here. Never did."
"I have to go. With the baby and Ryan, I have to."
"Be in a job that has insurance? You tell me this every day. You can let that guilt go. Your priorities are lined up right. Your family needs you."
"Your family," Kate whispered.